Well, now we're into our second half of our, yeah, if you wouldn't mind shutting the door, that'd be great. And we're going to have in this section Northwest Family Services and SymptoPro. And we have Jennifer.
Jessica.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
That's okay. I almost don't pay attention anymore. It's so common.
Jennifer. That's right. Jessica. Is it
Schaefer?
Schaefer. That's right. Representing Northwest. And for those of you who are not familiar with Northwest, they're headquartered in Portland, Oregon. The executive director is Rose Fuller. And it's a symptothermal organization, although now they're trying to use the name SymptoPro for their version of the symptothermal method.
All right. And I feel actually very blessed to be here. It's kind of I'm actually a teacher. I teach online, which is nice because I can give you a personal testimony of what it's like to teach online. And they asked me to come present, which is nice because I'm very enthusiastic about teaching online, as you'll get to see. And I've been able to follow up some really good presentations already that have sort of talked to the need of the online program, so I won't spend as much time on that. And I'm happy to answer questions throughout the presentation if you want to just fire them at me. But what I'm going to cover is what our SymptoPro fertility education is, how we present our content, how we administer our tests, and a little bit of a discussion of client autonomy and charting. That's kind of been something that's come up as we've been teaching online that I think warrants a discussion. And then an overview of our support, enrollment and fee process, and then how you can partner directly with us and different options available there. So, and Teresa pretty much already explained the background and the history of SymptoPro. It even is tricky for me to remember to use SymptoPro, not Northwest Family Services, but it is a symptothermal method. It's been around since 1978. It has been housed underneath the organization of Northwest Family Services since 1983. And Northwest Family Services is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide services to individuals from birth to retirement and beyond. So we are trying to kind of step aside from their overall umbrella and brand ourselves as our own unique method, or as the method. So SymptoPro fertility education is offered by certified instructors. Instructors can be trained either locally in your diocese or through an online training program. The cost to train an individual is $400. We offer a discount to train as a couple, $510. And then you would need to contact Lauren Fuller if you wanted to have her come out and train a group of your teachers locally. That's also an option. Currently, the training course is only available in English, although all of our materials are available in Spanish and English. And we just haven't seen a need yet to provide the training for teachers in Spanish. Oops, I'm too far away. So a little bit about how content's presented. Our content and course length is exactly the same in person as it is online. So what we did was we basically took everything that we've been doing in person for all these years and put it on the internet. In both versions, clients will work directly with a certified instructor as they progress through the course, from the beginning of the time that they enroll until the end when they receive their certification and start charting independently. The difference between online and in person is that once a client starts with you online, they have the ability with their email address to continue charting with you through their lifetime, which has been a benefit that we've already realized. I've been working for Northwest teaching online for 2 years now, and I have clients who stayed with me throughout the whole time. I've been teaching in-person classes for a little over 2 years, and I don't have quite as many who follow up with me specifically. So that's one interesting benefit I've already seen teaching online, is you do feel this deep connection already. It sounds like you wouldn't, but you do. And then even though our course is only about a month long, we recommend that clients continue to chart for at least 6 months before we continue to consider them autonomous users, which I'll talk about more in a little bit. So as an online client, you would receive web access to the course for 4 months. The course is self-paced, and we let clients know from the get-go that that they will need to expect to spend at least 4 weeks in the course. But they can take up to 4 months. And if they need to take longer than that to progress through the course materials, they can just add additional time onto their course, and that's not a problem. And they get assistance from a certified online instructor and access to our charting app, which I'm going to show you here in a moment. And then as soon as they enroll or they register, we mail from our central office a packet that has a couple's guide to fertility, which is our course book, supplemental reading, a thermometer, and some paper charts and an activity packet. There is an option for a slightly discounted fee to receive an online version of the couple's guide, so we've seen more and more people choose to do that. The course includes three online sessions, three online follow-up forms that they take. A follow-up form is sort of like a check for understanding quiz, and then you have the same style of follow-up that you see across the other methods, where it's basic chart review follow-up that they answer. And then at the end of the three online sessions, they take a cumulative final exam that they need to pass in order to receive a certificate of completion. So here's an example of what our online course looks like. And I'll point out some of my favorite features. This is an example of session one. And the content that we go over in session one is just basic reproductive anatomy, the cycle as a whole, basic principles of how to observe and chart your mucus. We get them to start taking their temperatures right away. Although we don't actually teach them and go over how to apply the central thermal rule to the next session, they start charting right away. And one of my favorite features is this little box right here that tells the instructor exactly how much time the couple is spending on each slide. And I like that because as an instructor, if they come back with questions, I can get online and look, okay, well, they spent 3 seconds on this slide, they clipped right through it, I'll go ahead and refer them back to that slide, and then we can have a dialogue from there looking at the slide. And then they also know, for their own benefit, exactly what the slides are, kind of an outline, so they can skip as they're studying, oh, I need to get to the cervical mucus slide, and access it that way. We also have some additional information links that are hyperlinked embedded in the slide that they can click to for more information. Another feature that we have in these, is the activities that are built in that are kind of checks for understanding as they go along. They get a paper version of all these, but it's also right there online. And as an instructor, I can see exactly what they've done on these activities and go over it with them. And they're hyperlinked, they're starting to chart right here, and so you can say, the first fertile day on this chart is, and it pops up a scroll down menu, they select the first fertile day is on the chart. And so at this way, we can see, before they even begin charting as they're going through the sessions, how their understanding of it is, and then it prompts me as an instructor to bring up specific topics. Okay, I noticed in the activities, you know, it seemed a little bit confusing how to determine peak day. Let's talk about that so that I can prompt without having the visual cues of an in-person class where they might be missing the information. Okay, so a little bit about the tests. At the end of session one, you get a fertility history intake form that informs me some basic approach that I might take, you know, if they are in premenopause, if they are breastfeeding. And then at the end of session two and three, that's when I'm going to get the charting questions where they'll start filling out how they think they might interpret their chart. So it's very similar to in-person. Now, one of the things that I want to spend most of the time talking about here is the discussion of client autonomy and charting. So in order to receive a certificate of completion at the end of our course, they need to complete all three of the sessions and have a personal chart review with their instructor at the end of each session. So they send me their instructor their chart every time they click on a new session, no matter how far they've gone. So they're constantly getting feedback. It's not like the first time I see their chart is at the end of the course. But even at the end of the course, we tell them that in order to become an autonomous user of the method, we recommend at least 6 months of guided follow-up with one of our certified instructors. And even beyond that, we offer continue support and chart review for a lifetime at no additional charge. So my Rose Fuller, she's been doing this for a long time, longer than I should tell you guys, and she has been able to work with clients from marriage, through their first babies, and through menopause. And that's been really neat for her to see. She loves telling stories of these couples she's gotten to know in this way. Okay, so this is our new online chart. Couples have the option of charting with a paper chart that they can submit by scanning in, faxing it in, snail mailing it in, taking a picture with their cell phone and sending that in, anything as long as we can read it, or using our online chart. And the online chart is what you're seeing here. This is a sample chart that I've made up for us to look at. This is the window box that pops up when you click on a specific day. I know it's hard to see in the way back, but it asks you if you had any menses, the temperature, your sensation, tissue, cervix. And then one of my favorite features is it prompts you as a couple to determine if that day was fertile or infertile. So even as you're using the chart, it's a teaching moment. So they're already looking at their chart and thinking, I am in charge, I am determining, not a computer, not a robot, not a program, I am in charging if I'm fertile or not. And then if you click infertile, it shades your chart one color. And then the second you click that you're fertile, it begins to shade those days in purple. So you can see that you're clearly fertile until you stop and say, okay, now I'm infertile, and it goes back to a different shade. So that's a nice feature.
So the user's always deciding if they're fertile or infertile, not the algorithm.
Exactly. And it was specifically designed that way to keep an ongoing relationship between the instructor and the couple. And I know that there are a lot of programs out there that do interpret for you, and that's not a bad thing, but we like, at least on this chart, because we use it alongside of our course, to be able to work with them and see how well they're applying, what they're learning, and we have a follow-up form that pops up right below